Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. The Adams Theater in Adams, Massachusetts features an eclectic and diverse program of music, dance, theater, comedy, and multimedia arts from local luminaries to international artists. The organization is presenting a full menu of entertainment this summer and well into the fall. Artistic director and president of Adams Theater, Ina Moore, joins us now. Ina, welcome back to the Roundtable. It's nice to talk to you.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
Let's jump right into what you have on offer coming up. What are some of the events you'd like to highlight in our conversation this morning?
Just as we speak, we're actually presenting a band coming up this Friday, Archive Music, Friday, July 26th at 7:30. And it's a very interesting band. Both members are Juilliard-trained classical musicians, but they fuse classical music training into a new genre-defying music that's electronic, electroacoustic. Mm-hmm. And they're not new to the Berkshire communities either. They came into the Berkshires, I believe, two years ago at the Foundry and performed to a sold-out audience. And they came again last year at a Mahayway fundraiser. And they reached out saying, you know, we're loving the audience and in the Berkshires. Many of them love our music and we want to continue to build on that.
That sounds great. That is this Friday. And then
they're on a tour go from Adam Theater to the Foundry afterwards as well. So
fantastic.
I'm trying to also promote a little bit of our fellow presenters.
Of course. What's next after Archive?
After Archive, we have a staged reading of The Refusenik. It is a new play by Alison Bendix and directed by Tony Samotas, the former artistic director of the Shakespeare & Co. Mm-hmm. And it is a very interesting collaboration, and it's also a great story. The setting of the play is 1978 in Soviet Union, and the characters, among which, you know, there are scientists and artists facing the choice of staying or seeking visa to leave the country at the risk of, you know, prosecution and going to prison. And these are Jewish scientists and artists. And then they have to make decisions. So that's what the play setting is. And I'll stop there. And then it's a play that celebrates heroism.
That's The Refuseniks. The staged reading of that play will be presented at the Adams Theater on August 9th, 10th, and 11th. What do you
Correct.
Want to tell us about next, Ina?
So the next one is the week following on August, the following week on August 17th and 18th by Volos Theater. It's a physical theater group that is based in England and France. And the play they're presenting is called The Man Who Thought He Knew Too Much. Very interestingly, this play is currently in Cleveland, Ohio. So this international group of physical theater makers coming to the U.S., they made a stop in Chicago Physical Theater and coming to Cleveland for Borderlife Theater Festival. And then they're coming to New England for a continual tour of this new work that they're presenting to the United States.
Well, that's marvelous. It's quite a get for your space and our region.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And then towards the end of August, we're rolling out another collaboration. This time it's with the Great Barrington Public Theater. They're currently showcasing, I believe this is the first week of showing Night at a Speakeasy. It is a cabaret that Great Barrington Public Theater produced. And I believe it will be running for 3 weeks down in Great Barrington. And after that run is over in Great Barrington, the show will travel north to the Adams Theater, and we're going to have 4 nights of speakeasy cabaret.
That sounds great. That's Thursday, August 22nd, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. What's coming up in September?
In September, we're equally busy in September.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to start out with a residency with a New York City-based dance group, Bea and Asa. They're coming to Adams Theater for a week to work on a piece that they're being commissioned by another theater. And towards the end, they're going to present two of the very excellent work that they have done in the past. One of them is called Suck It Up, and the other one is a film showing of their choreography and dance theater performance called Second Seed. And this is a tremendous group that are doing a lot of work that is, you know, highlighting social injustice, and then their work kind of really caught the eyes of our fellow presenter at the MCLA, and MCLA wanted to also showcase the film Second Seat the night before our showing. And, you know, we're trying to use this collaboration to really amplify the work that we're doing, which is bringing talented artists here and having multiple organizations being interested, and then widen the audience reach.
Mm-hmm. That's marvelous. With so many great arts organizations, it's wonderful to see them working together.
And the same thing with the following week, Stephanie Chow Quartet doing a Comfort Girl, which is a chamber opera piece about a Second World War comfort woman based on true stories. And then we're doing that with MCLA as well. You know, Stephanie Chow is scheduled to do a workshop with the students, you know, just 10 minutes down the road. And then on Saturday, they're going to present the full piece at the Adams Theater. So, you know, I know the list can go on and on, but I just want to summarize that, you know, for those who don't know, the Adams Theater space is still a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
We're right around 75% finished. And we know there's limitation, but there's also opportunity for spaces that are a work in progress. And then we see the state of the space right now as the most conducive to produce in-progress work, touring work, you know, one-person play or play readings, residency work. So we're trying to, you know, bring the best out of what our limited, you know, condition, physical condition of the space could do. So that's kind of a lot of the thinking that goes down to our curatorial decision.
To learn more, visit adamstheater.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org. Our guest has been Ina Moore, Artistic Director and President of Adams Theater. Ina, thank you and congratulations on all the great work you're doing over there.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.